Limerick remains on high alert as the weather is expected to deteriorate this evening with storm force winds and heavy rain forecast.
Okay. Can I have a show of hands around whether the media should be here or not?
Here!
Cats, stay behind the banner there at the side, please. Stay behind the banner, please.
This is about Limerick.
We fear the coming of the storm. Helpless, hopeless before its power.
You see a guy then driving up the road in a BMW, you know, banner hold of, does he have money? And then you find out he's dealing drugs. And then you think, it's not a bad idea. I want a car like that.
Are we ready? Good morning, friends. Good morning, friends. I hope that you are well too. We've got a busy day.
I didn't realise it until yesterday, until I took everything out of the house. It was when everything was in the garden yesterday that I realised I had nothing left.
The floor was lifted all out, best the chairs was floating.
Like someone opened the dams on the island. That's how fast it came in. It didn't even trickle in, it didn't even flow in. It came in like someone opened the River Shannon and on top of us.
Our steps falter as the storm rages around us and within us.
And I live in Westbourne, and like everywhere in the direct provision centres, we have nothing to do. You know, we're not allowed to work. So all we do is wake up in the morning, eat, sleep, eat, sleep.
Do Lord, do Lord, do remember me. Do Lord, do Lord, do remember me.
It's just that act of God. You're what can you do? It's an act of God.
They brought the boat right into my front door. In Venice, I thought I was living as a shark to gondola.
On a fine summer's day, I see a gang of young navvies working hard on the lay. When I ask what they're doing, they'll proudly replied, we're working for the council on the water supply.
You know, there's a lot of water, and with the water, you're looking at sewage, you're looking at waste, contamination.
But I think there's a high tide promise this evening, like, so obviously they're expecting the worst again next.
We have been shafted by politicians for the last 15 years. We have an economy that's wrecked.
Come on, show us our sign. Up and down the street. The only sign I want to see is the green sign. Thank you.
We have a situation now where something beautiful and something grand has been wrecked again by people who know nothing about the arts.
And it's in Munchen Street, there were people out there saving their horses and saving their animals, right? And they were up to their necks in water after an hour.
And now the rain is getting really quite cold.
The power and the energy that emanates from the storm, the wind, the shrieking, blowing on the street.
A full house of belongings and kids, ties, clothes, beds, a place to sit down in the evening to watch TV or everything, like a family's world, basically. The whole world is in that heap there.
Take the microphone and sing along.
No. I can say it very, very simply, is that what we're we're not looking at here is just a community of artists and musicians in the city. This is a microcosm of the people of this city sitting inside in this room.
We need to get through this.
We're just camping out with the cleanup operation, that's all.
All ready for a nice swim?
A nice drop of milk in one and a small drop in the other. Please. Down for the cup of tea now to heat me up. Just to heat the body, try and keep us warm, that's all. And they're all as good as God coming around to us to give it to us.
In the darkness of the storm, we stumble. We put out a hand in fear and despair. We find the strength in ourselves to lead each other home.
It's about our city and it's about every citizen in this city to take part, to feel proud.
And as young for this year, he was in order, isn't there? My God, was no one like them the way they went. Up their boats there and got all the groceries and brought down hot food to everybody when we couldn't get out. The young fellas were very, very good, I have to say.
Would you like some tea or coffee?
I'll have tea.
Tea, okay.
Thank you very much.
They have the half-ton bags now, which are, they take about 40, 50 small sandbags. And when they're all laid out in the off now, it's very hard to see any water getting through that.
I feel like the whole title of National City of Culture was thrust upon us. I feel like it was a bit premature, but at the same time, I feel like because we've all had to kind of search within ourselves to find all of the resources to embrace what is expected of us, that it's almost like a rebirth for the city.
Cloud clears. And all the little birds fly back. And the children come out to play again.
Yay! The roads are now all accessible and all the families, the electricity is starting to come back.
Home, my God, I'll tell you now. I suppose this is home, John, is it? As in, like, I mightn't meet you for 6 months, but yet we can stand here at the calm and talk to each other.
Very good neighbours we have down here. Only for them, they wouldn't have got through us.
I didn't know that there was so much going on.
Diversity is the spice of any community.
Now, Beth,
I'm good.
Well done, Beth.
Now.